Today, disappearing branches and disappearing ATMs. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where the latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. APRA has released the latest authorised deposit-taking institutions point-of-presence data to the end of June 2019. And this tracks the relative distribution of branches, ATMs, FPOS and other channel outlets. Now, of course, it only tells half the story because, of course, more and more banking is done electronically through the internet or on smartphones. But nevertheless, it's a very important indication of the penetration of banking and particularly what's happening to the branch networks and the ATM networks across Australia. So today, we're going to look at those statistics in some detail. To start with, let's look at the changes in percentage terms between 2017 and 2019. And I'm going to focus in on the branches and the ATMs across the states, first of all. So in the last 2 years, ACT has lost 5.3% of its branches and 15.8% of its ATMs. In New South Wales, the branch footprint has dropped 8.1% and the ATMs have dropped 14.2%. In the Northern Territory, the branches dropped 9.4% and the ATMs have dropped 3.6%. In Queensland, the branch distribution has dropped 11.3% and the number of ATMs have dropped 20%. In South Australia, the number of branches have dropped by 7.2% and the number of ATMs by 22%. In Tasmania, they're down 8.4% for branches and 9.7% for ATMs. In Victoria, down 7.9% for branches and 13.6% for ATMs. In Western Australia, branches are down 8% and ATMs are down a massive 21%. And overall, in Australia, across Australia, branches are down 8.6% and the number of ATMs are down 16.3%, comparing 2017 with 2019. Now, of course, it's worth saying that this doesn't necessarily tell the whole story because in some cases branches have been downsized but it still exists. And in other cases, there may have been two or three ATMs on a single site and one or two may have been removed, leaving one remaining. But nevertheless, I think it's a very interesting indication. Next, what we're going to do is to look at the same information now by remoteness. This is one of the classic ABS pieces of analysis in terms of how far you have to get to a branch or to an ATM. In the major cities in Australia, the number of branches are 9.1% down and the number of ATMs are down 18%. In inner regional Australia, the number of branches fell by 7.3% over the last 2 years and ATMs fell by 14.1% over the same period. In outer regional Australia, the number of branches fell 9.9% and the number of ATMs fell 8.4%. In remote Australia, the number of branches fell 6.3%, while the number of ATMs fell 6.1%. And in very remote Australia, the number of branches fell 4.1% and the number of ATMs actually rose by 1.3%, although, as we'll see in a moment, that's on a very low number of counts. So you can see that ATMs have definitely been disappearing from the major centres, and that'll be specifically, I think, taking duplicate ATMs out of locations. But also the inner regional areas have been quite severely impacted in terms of the reduction of ATMs and the reduction of branches. But outer regional Australia has lost relatively the most branches. Now, let's look at the branches by remoteness, looking at the counts. So back in 2017, there were 3,334 branches in the major cities of Australia, but that's fallen down to 3,041. In inner regional Australia, we had 1,376 2 years ago, and that's dropped to 1,276 now. In outer regional Australia, we had 861 branches, and now it's dropped to 776. In remote Australia, we had 160 branches, and we've now got 150 branches. And in very remote Australia, we had 74, and now we have 71. And the number of others has not changed. Now we can look at the branch distribution across the states. In ACT, we had 95 2 years ago, down to 90 now. In New South Wales, we had 1,883 2 years ago, and that's dropped to 1,730. In the Northern Territories, we had 64, and that's dropped to 58. In Queensland, we had 1,233, and that's dropped to 1,094. In South Australia, we had 433, and that's dropped to 402. In Tasmania, we had 143, and that's dropped to 131. In Victoria, we had 1,389, and that's fallen to 1,279. And in Western Australia, we had 572, and that's dropped to 526. And the other count has stayed the same. And we can do the same looking at ATMs by remoteness first. So across the major cities of Australia, there were 10,052 2 years ago, and that's dropped to 8,238. So yes, if you live in the major centres, you'll be noticing the number of ATMs reducing quite fast. In inner regional Australia, we had 2,393 2 years ago, and now we've got 2,056. In outer regional Australia, we had 1,127, and now we've got 1,032. In remote Australia, we had 165, and that's now dropped to 155. In very remote Australia, we had 78, and that's now up to 79. And across the states, the ACT had 253 ATMs, dropping to 213. In New South Wales, we had 4,434 2 years ago, and that's dropped to 3,806. In the Northern Territories, we had 166, and that's dropped to 160. In Queensland, we had 2,856, and that's dropped to 2,284. In South Australia, we had 955, and that's dropped to 833, and then 745 this year. In Tasmania, we had 290 2 years ago, and that's dropped to 262 now. In Victoria, we had 3,382, down to 2,921 now. In Western Australia, we had 1,478, dropping now to 1,168, and there was no change in others. Now, finally, we can look at the grand total of branches across Australia, 5,816 in 2017, down to 5,314 in 2019. ATMs were 13,815 in 2017, down to 11,560, and other channels were 4,675, up to 5,446. Now, one of the other pieces of analysis that we can also do is to look at individual banks. And we'll just look at a few. CBA, for example, had 1,120 branches back in 2017, and that's fallen now to 1,014. And they dropped their ATM network from 3,730 down to 3,423. And that's a fall of 9.5% in the branch footprint over the last 2 years, and a fall of 8.2% across the ATM network. In comparison, Westpac had 1,033 branches 2 years ago, down to 953, and had 2,933 ATMs, down to 2,201 in 2019. And that represented a 7.7% fall in branch representation across Australia for Westpac, and a massive 25% reduction in the ATM footprint in the same period. National Australia Bank had 731 branches back in 2017 and now has 656 branches. And they had 1,283 ATMs 2 years ago, down to 925 today. And that's a 10.3% fall in branch representation and a 27.9% fall in ATM outlets over the last 2 years. And ANZ had 688 branches 2 years ago, down to 580 branches now. And they had 2,337 ATMs, down to 2,313. And that's a fall of 15.7% in branch footprint and a fall of just 1% in the number of ATMs. Now, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank has a slightly different story. The branches went up from 529 to 741 over the last 2 years, but the ATM networks fell from 752 down to 620. And that represented a 40% increase in branches and a 17.6% reduction in ATMs. The Bank of Queensland dropped its branches from 184 in 2017 to 160 now, and their ATM network fell from 633 to 571, and that was a 13% fall in branches and a 9.8% in ATMs. And finally, we'll look at Suncorp, who had 124 branches back in 2017 and now 102 in 2019. And their ATM network fell from 528 back in 2017 to just 193 in 2019. And that was a 17.7% reduction in branch footprint and a 63.4% reduction in ATMs. Now, I should say, of course, all these statistics are provided by the banks to APRA and then APRA reports them. But, of course, it depends on whether those reports are accurate. But nevertheless, I think it tells a very interesting story. And that is that the branch networks are shrinking quite fast, the ATM networks shrinking even faster in many places. And part of this is explained by a migration to digital channels, but it's also explained by looking to cut costs in an environment where net interest margin is being squeezed and margin growth is under pressure. And that means, of course, that costs are under pressure. And cutting branches, because of the people involved, and cutting ATMs because of the fixed costs involved, explains why we're seeing some of these changes now. And finally, I'd make the point that whilst many people are quite happy never to go near a branch and never to use an ATM and simply rely on digital channels, there is still a significant proportion of the population who need and want branch networks and need and want ATMs. So my question to the banks are, in this environment, when you're trying to trade off profit and customer outcomes, why are you focusing less on servicing customers and more on shrinking your networks? I think we should be told. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.